quiet, please. Thank you. Council.
Senate Bill 76 was previously on for a public hearing on January 19th. That's an amendment to the laws regarding the interpreter certification program. There was an inconsistency in that bill between the requirement in the interpreter provisions that a person who was certified did not need to take an oath, and the evidence code provision. So there is you have in your packet the dash one amendments, which corrects that inconsistency.
Okay. Recording.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 76.
Senator Courtney moves the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 76. Discussion? Any objections? Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, excuse me. Go ahead. You have something else? Okay.
I was going to move the bill to
yeah.
40.
Okay.
I move that Senate Bill 76 is amended before the due pass recommendation, Mr. Chair.
All right. Senator Courtney moves Senate Bill 76 is amended by the dash one amendments to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. Carrier. We want to carry this bill.
I'll carry it. Whatever.
Senator Courtney.
Mr. Chair.
Sorry?
Senator Burdick and I are in another committee meeting. We just need to run vote and come right back. Is that
Senator Courtney should go, too.
Oh, yes.
We've got one more bill we're trying.
Maybe one more bill.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yes, we need your vote, too.
We'll,
what are you talking about?
The foundation board.
Go ahead, Mr. Chair.
Okay, work session, Senate Bill 120. Council.
Senate Bill 120 was previously before the committee for a public hearing on February 5th. This is a bill that creates an optional procedure for the payment of creditors in the case of a revocable inter vivos trust after death of the grantor. There were some further amendments that were in the process of being drafted that have now been prepared, and I think that Jonathan Levy, an attorney with the Oregon State Bar Section on Estate Planning, is here to explain to us what the amendments accomplish.
Mr. Levy, can you do this briefly, or is it more than 30 seconds? Yes.
Mr. Chair, how much time do I have?
About 30 seconds.
I'll give it a college try.
Okay.
Most of the amendments were made either to make language consistent, such as using the word grantor instead of trustor or settlor, which are analogies in the trust world. Other amendments, longer amendments, were simply to make the thing more parallel to the equivalent probate statute. And that was our intent. I'm here to answer questions, and I'd be happy to stay after the break. I understand that some members of this committee have other commitments, but I can stay as long as the committee would like to answer detailed or less detailed questions.
Okay, thank you. Senator Courtney.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 120.
Okay, Senator Courtney moves the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 120. Discussion. Any objections? Okay.
Chair, I move Senate Bill 120 is amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Courtney moves. Senate Bill 120 is amended by the committee to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And I'll chair that. We'll be in a brief recess.
Yeah, all we have to do is all walk in the room and vote aye.
I'll carry it if you'd like, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Senator Burdick will carry 120. We're going to be in a brief recess.
Where am I going?
Just follow these guys.